two hunters were out hunting, and one of the hunters just collapsed, and he was very still. His eyes were glazed over. The other one panicked and called emergency services and said, "I think my friend is dead." And the emergency operator said, "Just relax, stay calm, stay calm. And just first, make sure, is your friend dead?" And there was silence, and then she hears a shot, a gunshot. And he said, "And now what?" So, now what gets me to my talk title. And the theme for the whole month is living from a higher vibration. Living from a higher vibration. Living from an awareness of who you are. From that place of joy, of wholeness, of oneness, of unity, of truth. Living from a higher vibration. And the now what is simply that same question. After enlightenment, what then? And the answer is, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. The now what is simply a call to you to remember who you are and what's going on. Ernest Holmes, and everything, by the way, is taken from our journal. I'm just a day ahead of you this time. Last week I was 2 or 3 days ahead, but now, in April, I'm just a day ahead with my talk titles. The now what, the Ernest Holmes quote on this, is one that you're very familiar with. It's simply, so the journal I'm talking about, just in case you don't, how many of you are reading along and doing the journaling? Good, okay, we have more journals if you would care to. So, and I made this bigger in my, Ernest Holmes says, "Creation is eternally going on. Creation is eternally going on. Change is always taking place within that which is changeless." All right, so we know that God is changeless. It's that thing that is without beginning, without end, and yet within it, there is constant creation and constant change. And yet so many of us are so uncomfortable with change. If we didn't have any change, well, we'd be dead. We wouldn't be living. We wouldn't have a life. So living from the higher vibration, the higher frequency, Mary Matamorosi in her Prosperity Plus reminds us, she says, you can focus your attention on the negative. And she says, that's like tuning in to CNN, constantly negative news. Or you can change the frequency, and you can tune in to a higher vibration. The Discovery Channel, Arts and Entertainment, or whatever it is that your heart's desire, all of it is being broadcast at the same time. The constantly negative news and the interesting, mind-expanding ideas constantly going on. It's up to you what you focus on, where you put your attention, how you are willing to be in life is actually what you experience in life. So when you're willing to accept everything as God, because everything is part of this creative process, and not label it good or bad. In our journal, he gives the old story of the ancient Chinese sage who had a son, and all of his neighbors would come and say, "Oh, you're so lucky, your son is so handsome." And then the son was riding a horse, and the horse threw him, and he broke his legs. And all the villagers said, "Oh, you're so unlucky, your poor son has a broken leg." And then the army came to enlist all of the young able-bodied men, and because the son had a broken leg, all of the villagers came, "You were so lucky, your son wasn't taken to the army." You see, it wasn't good or bad, lucky or unlucky. It was just the creative process in expression. It's always just the creative process in expression. And so much of what we're experiencing is the result of old ideas, old beliefs, or of race beliefs that we don't even believe anymore, but we haven't planted new ones or tended to a new garden. And when we haven't planted new ones, what we're going to experience is the beliefs of the race. Some of them are good, but many of them are false. Many of them just aren't based on truth. They're based on human experience. So, now what? Whenever change happens, can you look at your life, if there's change in your life, and simply go, now what? It's really how you say it to yourself that's important, isn't it? Because you could say it like this, now what? You could say, like, okay, what now? What am I? Is there going to be another calamity, another crisis? Or you could say it just out of calmness, curiosity, and divine love. Now what? What's the next divine thing that's attempting to be born, attempting to emerge through my consciousness? And call it good and very good. And that it will be. You know, when I was acknowledging Sean and the difference the sound team makes, and I'd like to shout out also to Darren McClure, because we have streaming video, and we have it because of his tenacity of having that, and we have our videos and audios saved on our website. And besides my mother, there are a few others who watch. Mom always asks me on Sunday afternoon, is your message up yet? And of course, I don't know, so I have to look. But I want to share something with you that is so meaningful to me about the difference we're making. Darren shared something just before service saying that if people are watching streaming videos, they're going to probably watch 6 times at least before they step foot in the building. But this is someone who's never stepped foot in, and here's what she wrote. I stumbled upon your website, and what a blessing. I happened upon Dr. Clark's sermon on chaos, and it spoke to my heart. I'm currently in a place of struggle. My 3-month-old baby was diagnosed with a rare disease called Pompe. 10 years ago, this would mean a short life of a year or two. New treatments are pioneering a future, but only 8 kids have had this treatment. Our days are stressful and uncertain as we walk this path of her health needs. My prayer request is for divine guidance and support as we walk this path. I struggle to see the divine, but ask my mind may be open to seeing the divine again. Now, I've been working on it. Now the practitioners are going to be given it also. The baby's name is Elle. That this thing, first of all, the first thing a practitioner does is to deny any truth in that condition and to see the perfect spiritual being, the perfect physical being that that baby was meant to be and to grow into. That's the job of a practitioner, is never to fix, but to reveal the wholeness that's already there. It's like making it welcome, saying, come home. You're welcome here. Your wholeness is welcome here. Your well-being is welcome here. So think about your own life and the places in your life when you are a little bit irritated about the changes, maybe downright irritated. And think, if you just shift your perception just a smidgen, what difference it might make. It isn't to say that every single thing is right now visible as the good that it is. But if we look deeply into it, we find the good. Yesterday afternoon, I was blessed. I was at a workshop that was written by Faith Strong and very, very powerfully facilitated by Patty Mercado. and so you can extra acknowledge her when she comes in. It was most of us immigrants, so it was about moving from immigrant to citizen, which in the 21 years I've been here, haven't done it yet, but I have now made a commitment. It's about living a larger life, committing to live a larger life. And the commitment, because most of those people were non-English speaking. And so there was a translator that was translating everything Patty said. And at the very end, she spoke of her story, how she had come here to America too without being able to speak English, without a mother, without a father. And she said, I could have sat in my room, but my world would have been very small. Very perfectly bilingual, and maybe other languages too. So this woman has moved through that crisis and into a greater awareness of self. It was very moving to me to see her demonstrate the very thing that the workshop was about, was taking more responsibility, making a world larger by having the ease of language, making your world larger so you can communicate with others, making your world larger so that you can vote. So I'm not speaking to any of you who are also landed residents, resident aliens, but I am talking to myself. And I am talking to, if there's something, anything in your life going on where it's a bit uncomfortable, that's good. That's good, because in that discomfort, there's something for you to remember. When you shift to a higher frequency, a higher vibration, how would God see this? You know, the Christian friends say, what would Jesus do? Well, I'm asking you to just go to the Father. How would divine mind see this? How would God see this? And of course, God only sees as oneness, because God is one with the one. And that would be our first thing. Check yourself and see if you're judging yourself or anyone else. If you are, stop it. Stop it. It's as easy as that. You're harming yourself. You're harming your consciousness when you're critical of others or yourself. When you are, you know, God created you in its image and likeness. Therefore, you're whole, complete, perfect. I can't imagine a God that would create imperfection, say, in my image, I created imperfection. No. Whole, complete, perfect, ask. If I'm looking through the eyes of divine love, how do I see this change? What possibilities could there be here? And then the last thing is commit to making a change, to taking a step, to moving forward. You are worth it. Every time our light shines, no matter where it is, we make a collective difference. That woman didn't stumble across our website. She was guided to it. And that's what I know. You are here on purpose today. There's something for you. Maybe it's the person sitting next to you. Maybe it's the message. Maybe it's the music. There's something for you specifically that assists you to live a happier, healthier, more abundant, and connected life. What now? I don't know, but it's good, because it's God, and so it is.